Hello, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me back in for Book Club. Did you all have a good long weekend? Did you get to spend it reading? Fun fact, having that extra day does not reset the rest of the week. Yesterday was not Sunday. And hence, I almost forgot. I almost like kind of did the, tomorrow's, you know, not Tuesday, but I am here. And I have an incredible new book. Today I've brought in for you a book that I was reading over the long weekend. Yasmin Abdelmajid's latest book. It's a collection of essays called Talking About a Revolution. Now, before I tell you about the book, I want to introduce you to Yasmin Abdelmajid. In her own words, Yasmin is a Sudanese-Australian writer, recovering mechanical engineer and award-winning social advocate. Yasmin was born in Khartoum, Sudan, and her parents moved the family to Australia when Yasmin was a baby. Yasmin is a mechanical engineer who left her dream of working with Formula One and began working on oil and gas rigs when she was, I think, only about 21. Yasmin turned the story of her early life into the successful book Yasmin's Story, and in some ways, Talking About a Revolution is a successor of that book. Yasmin has also penned middle grade series, beginning with You Must Be Layla, following up with Listen Layla, which is being optioned for the screen. Just between you and me, you can catch a conversation on the Final Draft podcast about those books. Yasmin is a talented writer whose career and her life experience have been broad, which is all important to begin with because she has also been, in her words, the most hated Muslim in Australia. So Yasmin Abdelmajid, she's based in London these days. She moved there after a social media post about 5 years ago went viral for all the wrong reasons, leading to her receiving death threats and having to move house. Never mind the fact that she was raising an important social justice issue at the time. Now, Talking About a Revolution collects essays written around that time, as well as across the intervening years, as well as original essays for the collection. I'm not going to go into all the details there. Like, some of you will automatically know what I'm talking about. Others can discover it in the collection. I'm also not going to attempt the impossible task in sort of 3 or 4 minutes, taking in the length and breadth of an essay collection. It's just not possible in our limited time together. What I'm going to do, I want to highlight the opening sortie from the book. It's an essay called Words Mean Things, where Yasmin takes on Ludwig Wittgenstein's philosophy of language to ask the question that if words gain meaning through usage, then who gets to make the rules about the ways we use language? She's thinking about, I guess, social meanings, when words take on special, when words take on special meaning, political meanings, when they are social signifiers. And what follows in the essay is an exploration of the ways that cultural usage can be approved or derided, rejected or appropriated. The essay explores how media is able to sway not just our take on the news, but how we perceive events as right or wrong, worthy or distractions. We're asked about who controls the ideas that are broadcast out into the world, and in turn, who gets to decide what words mean and in whose mouths we will accept the truth. It's a great discussion, and in exploring words, it not only acknowledges the sometimes tenuous link between signifier and signified, it also reminds us that meaning is created through action as well as sounds. Silently taking the knee speaks volume, as does silently walking past racism or other hideous acts that may, I guess, it's always so hard to say. It seems like sometimes they're sanctioned when you can hide into the dominant culture. So I'm working my way through this collection and its array of ideas. I am hoping to get Yasmin to join me on Final Draft, and we're going to be able to talk about this more. So definitely keep an ear out for that. But if you are looking for some really interesting social discussion, if you are looking for collections of ideas, then I would definitely recommend Yasmin Abdelmajid's Talking About a Revolution. It is out now. And I'm going to keep enjoying it. I've got some incredible Australian literature coming up in the next few weeks. But I am Andrew Popel. Final Draft every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Until next week, till next book club, happy reading. Bye for now.